Wake up, it's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I can't sing, but good morning, Grand Rising, Rich Rising. Hello, happy Wednesday, happy hump day for all of you out there. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night to all my international watchers. I hope you guys are doing well today. I hope you guys are blessed. I hope you guys woke up with just a little bit of motivation, at least, to make today a great day, to align in God's purpose, to do those things that are pleasing in His sight, and to just go after your dreams as much as possible that align with God. But welcome. This is the Morning Motivation. This is a segment of the Brittany Daniel podcast, or excuse me, the Brittany the Host podcast. No, it's the Brittany Daniel podcast. I switched the name earlier this year. The Brittany Daniel podcast. And here we talk about just moments of real reflection in life. I know it says morning motivation, but sometimes we have really deep intellectual conversations about what's going on in the world and how we can be a benefit from God to make this planet better. So I hope you guys are doing well out there. Please give this video a thumbs up. Please share these morning motivations with anybody you think may be interested. Do not forget to hit the subscribe button and all of that good stuff. I'm going to get into the morning prayer in a second and then shout you out. So if you guys are new, first-time watchers or first-time live watchers, let me know in the comments, because I know a lot of you guys will watch or listen, excuse me, on the podcast. And so I want to make sure that I shout you guys out and give you guys all the praise for being here. So thank you so much. But today we are talking about doing the good work. Keep doing the good work in our society. You know, all the stuff that shouldn't be looked at and praised is praised, especially with social media. All of the garbage, all of the buffoonery, all of the sexy, all of the salacious is praised and watched, I feel like, and celebrated way more than the positive and the helpful, I guess you can say. But in the midst of that, no matter what, keep doing the good work. Some of us are, you know, content creators or whatever, or maybe you're starting a new project and you're not getting the views you want. Keep doing the good work. And we're going to talk about that today. So I'm going to go ahead and say our morning prayer. If you are not spiritual or religious or subscribe to the Christian background or Christian faith, it is okay. You are still welcome. I hope that it's okay that I pray for you anyway. Do not forget to load up the comments, you guys. All right. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again today for another day. Thank you for allowing us to fellowship together. Thank you for just giving us another day to walk in your purpose. If anybody is lost, if they do not know their purpose, please download their purpose into them in the near future. Allow them to connect with you. Allow them to seek out your greater will on their lives. Allow everything that they need to, from you to come to fruition. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. All right, let's go to the comments and read your shout outs. Good morning. Good morning, Edwin. Good morning, She Amber. Happy hump day. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Key Amber. Good morning, Apple Dumpling. Hey, good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Madame Noir. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Shador. Good morning, KK. Grand Rising. And then Miss Monica says, good morning. Second time watcher, but long time subscriber. Thank you so much. And good morning, Angel. I really, really appreciate you guys being here. As people come in, load up the comments, say good morning. Sending love from Canada. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I really, really appreciate all the love and support. If you guys have been subscribers for a long time, thank you for rocking with your girl. If you guys have been morning motivators since January, February, March, April, anytime that you came in, thank you for continuing to come back. Good morning, Marta. Good morning. And thank you for rocking with your girl. Thank you for constantly contributing to these conversations. It really means a lot to me. And it's very important that we have these conversations, and not that we just have these conversations, but you take this information and you send it out in the world, and you have conversations with your relatives and your friends and your family members. Or if they're not on that level of vibration, or they're not on that level of contribution, then you go ahead and find your tribe offline to have these conversations with. Good morning, Chevy Chev. And then we can also join the Facebook group. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. If you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, is there a place where you guys want to go and communicate with each other? We do have the Morning Motivation there, the Morning Motivation Facebook page, and I'm open to suggestions with that, because that is live. And then shout out to Melindy and She Amber for uploading the podcast, and on the Morning Motivation Show Instagram, uploading clips for you guys. So I thank you guys so much for being a part of the team. I am going to expand the team, more to come with that very soon. Good morning, Kiki. Hey, no problem. I appreciate that. So if you guys are in the need of coaching or anything, go ahead and click the link down below for your one-on-one coaching. And we have one more slot. Sorry, you guys, one last announcement. We have one more slot for the 555 transformation. So if you are interested, you guys have one day left to go ahead and, go ahead and get that done in order to join, because we only have one slot left. Good morning, Cooking with Raw. How are you guys doing today? All right, so today's topic, we are going to continue doing the good work. Now, a lot of us are out here in these streets, at your schools, with your families, whatever you do, doesn't matter your job, your career path, whether you want to be on social media, whether you hate social media. The good work is hardly praised, y'all. The teachers, we know teachers do extreme good work day in and day out in these school systems. They don't get the praise. The principals don't get the praise. The police officers, the good ones anyway, don't get the praise. The firefighters don't get praise. Martin Luther King for a long time did not get praise. And we live in such a society nowadays with social media that we now measure how much people admire us, they like us, they with likes and subscribes. And the only reason why I tell you guys to like these videos is for the YouTube algorithm, because that's how they measure it, right? But nonetheless, we are used to an instant gratification of, you know, does somebody approve of what I'm doing? Is somebody into what I'm doing? Are they engaged with what I'm doing? Good morning. Is, you know, do they like what I do? And a lot of us are holding back our gifts. A lot of us are holding back our talents. A lot of us are holding back those messages that the world needs to know because of the praise. But I'm here to tell you, keep doing the good work. Start that project, start that book, start that coaching service, start that relationship, whatever it is that you need to do in order to, one, become your highest self, align with God's power and his purpose for your life is the number one thing to do. But you have to start, because you never know who your message is going to reach. You never know who your message is going to touch. You never know who needs to hear your message. You never know who you may save, help. And not even just that, like not in a, I'm a savior type of thing, but we all need each other. God placed us all here to help one another. God placed us here to be lights for one another, to help one another, to pull each other up, to share our experiences and our triumphs and tribulations, to allow other people to know what's possible and what can come of this, and what can come when you keep going, what can come when you change your mind. We see too much negative. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. We see so much negative on social media. We see so much stuff that we shouldn't be laughing at. Like everything isn't funny. I just kind of scrolled this morning. I need to stop doing that. And I saw this video that Snoop Dogg posted, and it was this little Caucasian boy, and he was cussing up a storm. He was saying the N-word. He spent a little too much time in the hood, if you know what I mean. Like just real ethnic in a negative way, I would say. And because there's a difference between Black folks, you know, so we ain't gonna get into that today. But it was just really disturbing to me, because in the comments, of course, people were laughing and they think it's funny. And a lot of things that I've been noticing, like I saw this couple, it was this girl, she posted this TikTok video, and she was like, and I reposted it and I chimed in on it, but it was like our toxic selves went on vacation, right? And it showed her and this guy, they're on vacation. It looked like they were having a good time. And it said, watch till the end. And at the end, they were having a physical altercation with each other, where she was fighting him and he was again fighting her as well. And in the comments, it was just laughter and ha ha ha. And I'm just like, what is wrong with us? You know, we talked about being desensitized to stuff yesterday. And are we so desensitized that we can't see when stuff is wrong? Have we gotten so, you know, in the shame culture of social media, we can easily say good morning. We can easily say like, oh, you're a hater. Mind your business. Stay in your lane. Where we have now tuned out or turned a blind ear or turned a blind eye to, or have just been cackling along with buffoonery and stuff that we should not be entertaining, or that we should think is good, a good morning, or the things that we shouldn't be praising or even paying attention to or calling out. And I think that we, for whatever reason in our society, that no longer exists. You know, if you say something to somebody about their child, how dare you talk about my child? Well, you might not be doing a good job in this area, this little piece right here. You're doing a great job of taking care of, but maybe this piece, you know, the behavior is not a good thing, or how dare you tell me what to do? And I feel like we've missed accountability. I feel like we're in a society where nobody wants to be held accountable. Nobody wants to be told they're wrong. Nobody wants to be. And I've had this problem myself. You know, I'm no better than anybody else in my past of being a social media influencer as well, because nobody wants to be wrong. Nobody wants to. It's scary enough putting yourself out there. It's scary enough doing things. It's scary enough being a parent. I'm assuming it's scary enough to start a business. And then here goes people's opinions, right? But there's a difference between somebody just saying something to say it and somebody that has that's really trying to look out for the best interest of not just you, but the world and society. So I did want to say that everything is not funny, y'all. Everything we shouldn't be liking, everything we shouldn't be praising, everything we shouldn't be laughing about and carrying on with, because we're just feeding the ball of ignorance. We're feeding the ball of negativity. We're feeding the ball of chaos, garbage, the entirety of it. And sometimes it's not enough for us to just scroll past and just say, okay, whatever, it's not my problem. It's all of our problems at this point. We were all created to help one another. And unfortunately, it's not a popular thing to do. It's not something that people want to hear, because people will quickly turn around and say, well, how much money do you have? What? Wrong is wrong. You know, we've gotten past, we've gotten lost with the wrong and right. There is a such thing as wrong and right, whether you believe in the Bible, the Quran, Buddhism, it doesn't matter. There is a right and wrong in the world. And we know when things are wrong, but we tell, let people do what they want to do. And I get that. We can't control one another, but we can stop entertaining the garbage. We can stop entertaining the foolishness. We can stop giving light to it. And I had to make a comment. You know, I said, this is our problem. We always laugh at the stuff that we shouldn't be laughing at. There's nothing funny about this little boy, regardless of what his skin color was, because if he would have been a little black boy, it still would have been all the way wrong, right? To sit up here and laugh because we record it, we post it, and it gets views, it goes viral. And so we're constantly chasing this money and these material things, like the catch me outside. And then it's, you know, I get it. It's entertainment. I get that it gets eyeballs. It's funny at the moment. And there's things that I laughed at in the past. But as I get older and as I get more conscious with the way I move and the way we do things in this world, we have to just be very careful with what we pay attention to. Yes, Brandy says, I hate when people praise toxicity. Absolutely, because there's nothing funny about it. Not only is it damaging, you know, not only is it not praiseworthy, we don't know who's seeing it and thinking that, oh, that's normal. For everybody laughing in those comments when the girl in the, I have seen this before with my own eyes, but just people laughing at domestic violence was crazy to me, no matter what side it's coming from. A man should not hit a woman and a woman should not be hitting a man. Period, point blank. My dad taught me that at an early age. And in our generation, if you grew up in the 80s and the early 90s, that was heavily taught. You know, men don't hit women, or boys don't hit girls. You know, and we should have been telling girls, don't hit little boys. And now, I guess when we grew up, I feel like our generation, and I've got to call us out, the millennials, we've been too passive with our parenting, because these kids are in these schools hitting each other, males and females. You know, they're in there doing drugs. They're in there being raised by hip hop. We've been really, really, really passive with how we're raised. And the reason why I'm so passionate about this is because I'm in the schools. I'm volunteering. I'm seeing this with my own eyes. I'm hearing them talk. I'm talking to the administration. You know, we can't even communicate. We don't communicate with these kids anymore. You know, you pick them up from school. How was your day today? It was good. And then they're on their iPads, they're on their cell phones, you know, and we're so busy. We're on our devices. We're doing what we got to do. You cook and then and nobody's talking. And so when they get into school, and the reason why I'm saying this for any parents, and people are like, oh, why are you talking about this? You're not a parent. This is important because I'm talking to my therapist. I talked to my therapist about this. I talked to the administration about this. And when they get into school, because nobody's talking to them, the only time they're being talked to is when they're being chastised. And not to say everybody, I'm just giving a generalized statement. When they get into school, when a teacher asks them, hey, what are you doing? Then it's a problem. It's an escalation. It's a lot of hostility. And if you want to know, go talk to those teachers. Don't take my word for it. But we have to do better, y'all. And I know it ain't y'all, but we have to be very cautious. These are the conversations we need to keep having, because when we do this good work, it may not get a lot of praise. Everybody might not like what you have to say. Everybody might not agree with you. You might be the unpopular friend or the peer person. What's wrong with you? You used to think this was funny. You used to be cool. Y'all, we're in a very pivotal time right now that if we don't get a hold of our children, our societies, ourselves, our generation, if we don't, you know, have harder conversations with one another about our behavior, about what we do, about how we act. I went into a school and this mother, we were in a school talking to the administration because we speak at schools. And this mother came in there and wild out. First of all, she was dressed like, why are you picking up your child like that? Anyways, and she was going in on the administration. Now, what she said, her points were valid, right? I guess this little girl was picking on her child, I guess, and it wasn't being resolved at the school. And so she was upset that her child wasn't protected. So her point was valid, but her delivery and how she said it and how she blew up, the cops had to come. You know, and what she was saying out of her mouth as a grown adult is, I can't help how I talk. Y'all, we're missing a lot of emotional intelligence. As grownups, we don't know how to communicate our emotions and our feelings, possibly from our parents or whatever the case may be. But we have to get better, y'all, as a society, as a generation, because we got a generation coming up right behind us that is worse. I'm seeing it. And not all of them are bad. I'm not saying that it's our, you know, but yeah, it is our responsibility. Because if we don't do it, who's going to do it? If we don't take action, if we don't start, you know, putting it in, and it's not going to be popular, it's not going to be praised. You're not going to get an award and a hand clap and a standing ovation for getting down in the mud, for holding up those mirror to people. You might lose some friends. Some people might not like you. Some people might not like what you have to say, but we want it from our friends. We want it from our relationships. We don't want to be lied to, right? We want people to tell us the truth. We have to, and we have to be more open when people give us constructive criticism. You know, we have to be more open when people give us constructive criticism. And we have to learn how to give constructive criticism to one another, because we've gotten so, I don't want to be a hater. I don't want nobody to say, you know, I don't want to be this, but everybody ain't hating. Some stuff is, there is a wrong and a right. And so when we're going through this journey of life, when we are being healers, when we are going out there and doing the good work, when we're spreading whatever gospel you feel is right, you know, when we're looking at our nieces and nephews, when we're disciplined, when we're doing whatever we're doing, y'all, we have to get out of this bubble of insecurity because we may not be doing something right. A lot of people don't want to be, you can't tell me nothing about mine. It's really insecurity. You don't want somebody to tell you, you could do that a little bit better, or we need some straightening in this area. You know, and it's hard because nobody wants to lose friends. Nobody wants to, oh my goodness, Edwan. Hold on. Okay. Everybody pray for Edwan. He's in the hospital due to 3 asthma attacks last night. Where's your inhaler? You good? I'm sorry, Edwan, that you're going through that. Y'all, everybody give Edwan some prayers, please. But we need to get better, y'all. We have to get better. So it takes a while for the world to catch up to good. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be, you're not going to be liked sometimes. You're not going to be popular. You're not going to get the praise on social media. You're not going to get the views. You're not going to get, but you never know who you may help. It's better to help one than have an audience of a million that are laughing. In my personal opinion, because everybody isn't meant to be a comedian. That's some people's ministry, and that's okay for some. It ain't everybody's ministry, right? And we have to protect ourselves from this. But let me see what y'all are saying, because I really want to make sure. Edwin, you okay? Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Good morning, Yolanda. Brain says, I hate when people praise toxicity. Absolutely. Good morning, Miss Debbie. Miss Linda says emotional intelligence, EI, our company's leadership was mandated to take course. So everybody can mandated to take the course. So everybody can stand to improve. Absolutely. And the thing is, what's crazy is if you study leadership, the number one thing they tell you to do is leadership starts at the top. So if there's a company that is on a downturn or has horrible employees, whatever the case may be, they fire management. They fire the CEO. They fire the people at the top, not the workers, right? So if we are responsible for our households, if we're at the top of our pyramids when it comes to their education, when it comes to their behavior, we are the common denominator. Us at the top, the leaders of the home. It ain't the kids. It's the leadership. It's the mentorship. It's the aunts and uncles. It's what are we exposing our kids to? What are we allowing them to say? Are we allowing this to raise them? And I get it. I'm not chastising anybody or saying or belittling anybody for giving their kids devices. It's 2022. Everybody has a phone. Everybody has a device. But are we being passive with our parenting? When I was talking to my therapist about it, I said, what's the biggest issue? And she was like, that we're being lazy. We've gotten lazy. We don't talk to kids anymore. We don't talk to each other anymore. You know, this generation, y'all, if y'all don't have kids, go volunteer at a school. Just go see. I don't want y'all to take my word for it. I want y'all to see with your own eyes what's going on. I want you guys to be, if you guys are too young for kids, go volunteer and just see how they communicate. Communication is down, you guys. It's been predicted, but I didn't know it was going to have this impact on society. It's really crazy. Nana says, I was literally thinking about this today, not supporting garbage. Every time I click a video where I can clearly see immoralities from my viewpoint, I stop it right away. And that's very important, because the more we feed into it, good morning, everyone, the morning we feed into it, the more we praise it and laugh, it's just the circus continues. You know, we don't want to be clowns in the circus. We don't want to add fuel to the fire. We don't want to buy tickets to the circus. And that's all it is. And Monica says, I like this point, Monica. Thank you. Laughing is a defense mechanism we developed as a young age in response to trauma we saw and we went through. Absolutely. Absolutely. But now that we're adults, right, Monica? Now that we are aware, we got to fix it. We got to get uncomfortable in the trauma. Now we're not children anymore and we're adults laughing at the trauma response. Now we need to know we need to go heal. Now we know we need therapy so we can heal that, so we can stop that continuous cycle. But definitely is a bad quality we need to work on ourselves. Absolutely. And take accountability. Thank you. Absolutely. And it's not easy, y'all. Accountability, being that person, is not popular. But we got to keep doing the good work. We got to keep doing the good fight. And it's not making people feel bad about themselves. That's not the point. I don't want people to. It's not about, you know, you're doing this wrong and you got to do. It's not that. It's more so like, come on, y'all, like we got to be a better team. If you guys watch sporting events, right, or sports documentaries, the coach will go in on the team. The coach will be like, what are we doing, y'all? Like, y'all got to, the coach will get in their butt behinds. And for whatever reason, we don't want to do that in society. I don't know if we're too sensitive. I don't know what it is, but everything isn't going to be nice. Everything isn't going to be, everybody's not going to go like this. You know, sometimes you got to be, I hate to say it, sometimes you got to be the bad guy. And it's just not funny. Or you see, you got to be the bad guy in your household. You know, we don't watch that in this house. You can't, and this is why. This is why we don't do this. This is why we don't entertain this. This is why we say things. Like when I was baffled when I would be in New York. Well, I'm not baffled. It's New York. When I would see domestic violence, like in the streets. And of course, nobody wants to jump in because one, they don't want to get in the tussle. You know, nobody wants to be involved. So people just turn their heads and they turn a blind eye. Which I understand is very, I'm not telling nobody to go jump in nothing because it's very dangerous out here in these streets. However, police could have been called and myself, and I'm looking, I'm like, and I was in shock. I was just like, what is going on? You know, and we just don't, you know how we are as a society, y'all. We it ain't our problem. Ain't got nothing to do with me. Ain't my, I'm gonna just look this way. Ain't got, y'all, we gotta be better. We gotta be better. We gotta be better. Thank you. Yes, sending all prayers to Edwan today. I hope you're feeling better, Edwan. Hope you get better. We gotta take care of ourselves. So I'm glad you're taking care of it. I feel like we would speak up when we see something wrong, and we are in a society where anything goes. Ooh, child. Very true. Very true. Fact says we can't stop the madness in the world, but we can address any madness within our own families and a community. I love that. Exactly. Yeah, we're not super people. We can't go out and, you know, quit our jobs and be, you know, super humans. But I love that in our communities and our families, especially our families, you know, because you can go back and forth with Nunu. You can go back and forth with Jessica. You know, we can tell our close friends and our communities like, hey, we might want to work on this, or we might want to fix this. Cause I would want somebody to tell me, even if it hurts, it's going to hurt. It's going to sting. It's not going to feel good. The way you say it, it needs to be, you know, thought about, because it is how we say things to people. We might need to put a little sugar on it. Like, you know what? I'm saying this out of love. I'm not saying this to be vindictive, hurtful, or anything. I just want you to be better. I want us to be better. And I would want you to do the same for me, but I saw this and I don't think that this is okay. Especially if, like, if you see your friends' kids on social media doing some little, you know, is that okay? Is that safe? You know, what if somebody else seen this? Or what if, you know, and not to be like, you shouldn't, because some people, let's just keep it as call a spade a spade. Some people are just straight up rude. I don't want any of us to be rude or evil or mean to one another. That is not the goal. There is a way that you say things to people. There is a way that you step in. There's a way that we, you know, we keep up the good work, and it's not to make anybody feel bad or, you know, like, again, chastise. That's not it. It's just to bring light to it. And we are not fixers. We can't make anybody do anything. We can't make people be better. We can't make people, but we can stop adding to the problem. We can dilute the situation. We can, you know, just bring it to light. Because at the end of the day, it's still their job to handle themselves, do it themselves. But we do have a problem in our society where we laugh at garbage way too much. And the funny thing is, we're letting another country run our children. Did y'all know TikTok was a Chinese company? Oh, and by the way, on their TikTok, in China, they're not allowed to dance and do all of the fun stuff. They get praised for engineer work and science and motivation and mobility. So they're training their society, even though it's, you know, I ain't saying it's better, but they're training their society to not feed into to the foolishness that's not going to get them anywhere. And I get it. TikTok is fun and all of that. But how many hours are we spending on it? How many hours are we spending on these platforms, giving and feeding our energy and not feeding our purpose and not feeding what we're supposed to do, myself included? We all in the fight, you know, not getting through to our purpose, not doing the actions that we need to do, not writing the book, not starting the podcast, not, you know, raising our children, not, you know, making sure that their education is on point, not making sure that their behavior and their social skills are on point, making sure that they're safe, having those hard conversations. You know, we're so caught in our phones, y'all. We are so caught in our phones that life is passing us by, things are passing us by, and it's not getting better. But unless we take action, unless we wake up, unless we intervene and snap out of it, it's going to continue. And yes, of course, one person can't save the world. But what if we have this conversation? It's 45 people on here right now. What if we have this conversation? And then the 45, y'all have those 45 more conversations. And then those 45 have 45 more conversations, right? And it just spreads. But yes, our kids are being raised by another country. Everybody wants to be TikTok famous and YouTube famous and fame. When did fame, when we know the history of fame, is stronger than heroin. It never got anybody happiness. Fame has never brought anybody happiness. Jay-Z told everybody famous always says they wish they weren't famous. They love being rich. They love the riches that come after that. They love their influence, but they don't want to be famous. And we have these kids going around praising fame and wanting to be famous because they want to be well known, because they feel like if I'm well known and I'm popular, not only do I get the attention that I don't get other places, but then I also get the popularity and then I also get the money. But because their little minds don't understand and aren't mature enough to understand what comes with that, that's their goal. So they spend time doing all of this and not reading, not growing, not figuring out what they're really passionate about, not getting better grades, because they're doing all of this. And it's for a reason, y'all. Do y'all not know that it's not for our entertainment? They did not make TikTok for our entertainment. One, they made it to spy on us. It's a Chinese company, y'all. Do you not know that we're not in a peaceful place in the world? There's a lot going on with Russia, Ukraine, and China and all that. They don't care about Americans. They don't care about our society. They're spying on us. They're watching us. They're watching your children. They're getting information. If you guys didn't know, TikTok is banned for military people. They're still on it. We're not allowed to get on TikTok. You know why? It's a Chinese company. So we're letting another country that does not have our children's best interests at heart, because we're already used to it. We already got Instagram, Facebook, all of these other platforms. So here's TikTok, Chinese company. Now let me watch y'all. Let me watch the buffoonery. Let me watch the toxicity. Let me study you guys, because they're studying us, you guys. They're studying the enemy. It's the art of war. It's really, if we just took a little time to think about these things, we would be baffled. We'd be sitting up there like, whoa. But we don't do that. We're just going through life like a little bag in the wind. Y'all, this whole country is running our country. I love TikTok. Oh, you got to get on TikTok. You got to get TikTok. Y'all don't think this is for a reason? So we're having another country control us, raise us, get us addicted to another streaming thing. And I get it. It was created that way, but they don't have our best interest at heart. They do not care about us. They don't care about your children. They don't care about anything but getting information and getting us addicted and distracted so they can do whatever their plan is later on. That's why we got to wake up. I know this is uncomfortable. I know this ain't popular. This ain't fun conversation. This ain't even motivating. Let's just keep it a spade. Brittany, I came on here for motivation and you talking about China. Absolutely. Good morning, Roz. Yes, Chinese TikTok is different than our TikTok. They're not doing the same thing. They're not. Dang Dion says, I see so many people on social media supporting people online, GoFundMe and donations. of their favorite YouTube. However, they can't do the same in our communities. And you know what? It's we do, dang, dang, we do, Dion. But you know what? Then when we get the money, I swear money is like our downfall because we've never had it. When we get it, we just do stupid stuff with it. Like y'all seen the information on the Black Lives Matter folks, all that money them folks got donated. And it's like, why when we get in positions of power, either presidents of corporations, and this ain't just one organization, this is Alpha Kappa Alpha. I don't want to say any other because that's the only one I know for sure, but there were other ones. Anytime we get positions of power, anytime we get positions of access of money, I'm talking about us Black, but we always jack that shit up. And then wonder why we don't trust each other and we don't support each other. When you get in a position of power and God placed you there, why would you do your people like that? Y'all, I'm sorry. I'm just frustrated because why would you take and play? We already don't trust one another. We already be like, and it was breded in us not to trust each other from slavery. We already are trying to break down barriers and build our communities and do things. And when people do finally trust and do give and do participate, we just go and do stupid stuff. It just pisses me off, y'all. I'm sorry. I just get so angry. It's like, why? Why do we do this? Why do we do it? Charlene says, yes, we need to be like those nosy old neighbors and call the cops whenever something looks wrong. I remember when I was little, our neighbor was safe because we had neighbors, neighborhood watch. Absolutely. All in the window. I'm going to be that old woman all in the window. Yes, and these kids don't know how to control what they consume on TikTok. Absolutely not, because they're short clips, right? If you're getting under minute clips, you know how many clips you can consume in an hour? That's 60. 2 hours, that's 120. 3 hours and 4 hours and so on. So if your child, just picture this. I'm a mom, right? Just say I'm a mom. I go get my kids from school. How was your day, honey? It was good. Learn anything? Yep. All right, cool. Mom, can I have my iPad? Can I have my cell phone? Yes, sweetheart. Hand them my iPhone's iPad. I turn on my music, driving, get home. Hey, go do your homework, take off your clothes. All right, they go do that. They do their homework, they take off their clothes. Homework is done, Mom. Can I get my iPad? Can I get on my game? Yep. And that's from 6 to God knows however long. All right, time to go to bed. Turn your game off. Okay. Did we talk? Did we communicate? Do I know what's going on with my child? And we just do the cycle all over again. And then months go by and days go by and years go by. Y'all, even though we can get paid with video games now, it's still addictive. It's still addictive. We're addicted to our phones as adults. These kids and these children can't. They're not mature enough. Their brains haven't fully developed yet. They don't know the on and off. They're going to keep feeding it. But you guys, we're letting another country control us. I would never download TikTok for that reason unless I wanted to become an influencer. I didn't even want TikTok, y'all. I barely get on it, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? And I get it. Some of us got to play the game. I understand. I'm not saying that we're bad people because we're on social media. We let our kids be on social media. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is we have to be very aware of what the heck is going on and not be passive. Percy, thank you for the super chat. I always say if I have a medical emergency, I pray there is no Gen Zs around because instead of calling 911, they rather record it first. Yeah, because it's popular. It's going to go viral. Miss Linda says communication. Are you more concerned with what you said or how it was said? Was the content true? Let me check myself immediately. Very true. But I will say, Miss Linda, right? In the cycle of communication, there is, and I'm gonna download the chart so I can show you guys one day. In communication, there is a cycle. And in this cycle, it's the interpretation. So it's what's said and then it's how it's received. So if the person doesn't receive it properly, then the communication channel is disrupted. So that's why, especially with us being as sensitive as we are, as a society, as people, as the world, right? We have to mind how we say things. Because if we don't, then the whole message gets fizzled. The message gets lost. Even some people hear, what's she yelling about? It's supposed to be motivating. I'm clicking off. What's she angry about? I'm clicking off. It is how we say things. And we have to get that through our minds, because as us, we can be harsh. You know, I don't care. I'm just going to tell you the truth. Well, everybody can't handle the truth in the way that you say it. I understand my message ain't for everybody, because they're not going to like how I say things. They're not going to like what I say. So it's okay. I'm cool with that. But depending on who you're talking to, how you say things does matter, because people don't remember what you say. They remember how you made them feel. If I got on here and I was like, I don't know, some of the things I say do not sit well with people. I will just say that right now. So it is how we say things to one another, because the message is going to be disrupted. It's the cycle of communication. There's a chart. Let me see if I can pull it up on my phone. The communication cycle. Yeah. So hold on. So it's notify, report, inform, repair. Okay, wrong one. Anyways, anywhoosie, y'all look it up. So it's okay. So here it is. It's the sender is the first person in the cycle. And that's how it's expressed. It's whatever your communication style is expressed, right? The median is how it's being transported. So right now, the median I am talking to you guys on is the laptop and my microphone. Sometimes it's a cell phone. Sometimes it's FaceTime. If it's in person, then it's in person, right? Then it's the recipient and how they interpret your message. So if this person does not like it the way it's received, it disrupts the communication cycle. And then it's how it's returned in the feedback that it's given. So we do have to be very mindful on how we say things, because it can be interrupted. Unfortunately, it just is what it is. And you know, I ain't going to even say his name. Chinese TikTok is different from our TikTok. Absolutely. Good morning. Alicia says, I get so sad knowing this younger generation is so into TikTok and focusing on being TikTok famous. It's sad. But we got adults that are addicted to TikTok too. It ain't just the kids. I agree, but it ain't just the kids. But we got to wake up, y'all. Like, what's going on is bigger than you know, our day-to-day. We have a whole country spying on us. No telling what they're doing with that information. No telling what plans they have to destroy. We don't know. That's why it's important for us to do the work now, because we don't know what's going to happen, y'all. In 20 years, we might be looking at a whole different reality. We don't know. I said new money problems. I'm just saying, you know. It's okay. Brittany, my cycle is forever being the same black money conversation. I'm from the 80s where communication raised kids and no one starved. Where the community raised kids and no one starved. Yeah, we had fixed TV, you know, when we were growing up. And that's why I'm very sad that our generation is raising passive children, because you know, we are like, oh, well, we grew up on technology. They'll be okay. We had a whole different set of technology. Our technology was fixed. We had one TV, mostly, maybe two. Maybe you had one in your room, but that was a luxury. So mainly it was one TV in the living room or in the den or whatever. And we had one phone. The phone was in the kitchen. We didn't get to take our phone. And, you know, as we got older, there were cell phones, but there was no text messages. There was no FaceTime. There was no video chat. There were no picture chats. We couldn't send pictures. I remember when picture sending came out, and I was like, you know, where ringtones was, you could get your favorite song. That was big. You know, so when we were growing up, we had fixed technology. There was one computer maybe in the house that you had to sit down and be at. There was one TV or two TVs that you had to watch in one location. You couldn't take it with you. You couldn't be all day doing stuff in line, on the phone, in the car. Oh, and I want to say this too, before we get out of here today, because this popped in my mind. I was talking to my therapist about this now. These little kids, right? Especially if you have little toddlers, little four-year-olds, and I'm not trying to bash, I'm just trying to make you aware. Because they're no longer bored, right? So say from the age of 2, maybe to 5, you give them iPads, cell phones, and things like that to keep them calm, distracted, whatever, when you're in line, doesn't matter, right? When they get to school, this is going to be the first time in their lives that they're having to sit down and focus and be quiet and be bored. That's why there's a lot of disruption in the classrooms and ADHD is on the rise, because they're not being able to sit still, pay attention, and be in one spot. And so now they're disrupting classrooms. So be very careful. Remember, we talked about that. Allow your children to be bored. Allow them to throw a little fit because they didn't get their iPad, their iPhone, whatever. Allow them to know time without it. Because what you're doing, what we're doing is this child is always stimulated. So when they get in a classroom and they're looking at a teacher that doesn't have fire and shit spilling out of their ear, excuse my language, y'all, and they're not, and they're not like morphing into stuff, they're going to have issues focusing, and you're going to get phone calls and why your child's being, and they're not being disruptive because they want to be disruptive. They're not being distracted because they want to be distracted. They have been stimulated their entire existence. And when you put them in these classrooms, they cannot focus. You know, I seen it with my own eyes when we had a young little boy over here. You know, I put on a movie. Kids can't just sit down and watch movies anymore. They have to be constantly stimulated and constantly, what's this? And with their brains have been programmed for years to be overstimulated, y'all. We didn't have this when we were kids. So when we got into school, we knew how to sit. Because when we did sit in front of the TV, there's one TV. There was no changing a whole bunch of channels. And if I didn't like this and I could watch something else, or, you know, you may have had a few VHSs. We didn't stop the movie in the middle and say, oh, I don't want to watch this no more and put in another movie. Because you only had like three. You only had a few. So you had to watch the whole thing in entirety. And then you put another one and watch. Those things aren't happening anymore. We used to be able to watch hour, 2 hour movies. These kids cannot do that no more because TikTok is 60 seconds. Because these YouTube videos are 3 minutes, 2 minutes. And if they're allowed to do it themselves, if you ever watch a toddler on an iPad, they watch and then they go. They watch and then they click something else. They watch it and they click something else. And they stimulant. So just be very mindful of that, especially if you have little ones. And if they get into school, that's the first time in their lives that they're bored, that they're not being overly stimulated, and that poor teacher has to keep 30 kids focused. And the first time in history, they've never had to do that. Just keep that in mind. No one taught us about finances, just read about some of these athletes who go bankrupt. It's our job, y'all. Now that we're older and we're wiser. Oh, I didn't see this super sticker, Jessica. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It didn't pop up in the feed. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. But y'all think about this stuff, y'all. It's important. Let's see. Get back to the comments. Charlene says, like no one know what happened to that $42 million of BM. Yeah. But all the leaders bought million-dollar homes and left their company soon after. Exactly. Why do we do this to our own folks? It baffles me all the time. Not having it, no electronic devices for the little ones before and after school care, literature and karaoke, super fun, super engaged. I love that. Ms. Linda said she ain't having it. Ms. Linda, where you live at? Maybe I need you to be my nanny because we on the same type of time. Good morning, Sydney. Jessica says, I'm late, but I got out of the gym, but good morning. Thank you so much. And I appreciate the super sticker. Thank you, Jessica. Facts, interpretation, nothing to take from that. Unfortunately, everyone does not have tact. Absolutely. Ms. Linda says 100% it matters, but most things are said to us after a level of tolerance of a certain behavior. Yes, I understand. I got you, Ms. Lynn. Absolutely. Jessica says, so true. Truer words have never been spoken. Thank you, Snatchmaster. That character from What's Called is hilarious. It was much different in our days. Absolutely. Sydney says, if anyone had a TV in their room, did y'all's parents or other adults come in your room after so often and say what you're watching? We were definitely watch more. Absolutely. We sure did. Now imagine that, right? So imagine our generation watching and sneaking stuff we had no business watching and sneaking on our TVs. We all did it. I did, right? I can't speak for y'all. I definitely did. Now imagine if these kids got phones, what they looking at. All little Johnny got to do is say, go Google search boobies. I'm just saying. Yep, it's so sad that then parents want to blame the kids. All they want to do is play the game and be on their phones. But it's all the parents' fault for allowing it. Parents need to wake up. I'm sorry. We allow it, y'all. We give them these devices. We give them the games. We give them the phones. We give them the tablets. And we blame the kids. The kids ain't the leaders, y'all. We fire the CEOs. Remember, it starts at the top. Sydney says, also, when you're room alone for a long time and had to come out and sit with everyone else. Yeah, come get out your room and come sit with everybody else. Yep. I was like, what are these folks afraid I'm in here doing? Not seeing other kids. I get it. Absolutely. What's up, Nas? What's going on? Hey, Sarah Butterfly 88. What's going on, girl? Do you ever notice in business, more so with our people, that work seems inconvenienced when you're talking? Or they continue to have some unprofessional conversations. When our people at work, it's when you walk in. I wouldn't, honestly, I think it's both. I don't think it's really us. I think it's everybody be having inappropriate conversations at the workplace. Cause I've looked at some of my coworkers like, why would you say that? Right. Good morning. Good morning, Nas. Edwan says, when we gonna do a workout with you again, Brittany? Y'all can't work out with me because when I work out, I go to the gym and the gym plays music and YouTube gives me copy. I got a copyright strike for that video. Unfortunately, y'all can't go to the gym with me because of the music, but I do get on live sometimes on Instagram. So make sure you guys are following me on there if you guys want to see some of those things. But yeah, y'all, we just have to just keep fighting the good fight, keep doing good work. It gets less views, it's less popular. Some people don't want to hear it from you, but we got to keep doing the good work. We just have to keep continuing to do it. We also have to keep protecting ourselves and protecting our minds and protecting our children. And it's a journey. It's not going to happen overnight. We're just a few people. But like I said, if it was 45 earlier, now it's 36. If we continue to have this conversation 36 times, or just if I just brought a little light to just pay attention to the little ones, you know, pay attention to how much time they're spending on these things and pay attention to how the conversations we're having with them and pay attention. Are we, you know, how was your day? Is somebody hurting you today? How do you feel about yourself? You know, what are your friends' names? What do you and your friends talk about? What do you guys do? And establish that trust, because once that trust is broken between you and the kids, they ain't gonna tell you nothing. They already think that adults don't know what they're talking about. They already think that adults don't understand them. So if we don't establish some sort of bond and communication with them, then they're just going to grow up with teens who act out. I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen it with my own eyes, y'all. Percy says, yes, my 9-year-old nephew got caught watching the P word. And imagine all the P addicts that will produce. Absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all check. Okay, if you guys got kids with phones, y'all need to be checking those histories. Go into those phones. Y'all need to be reading those text messages between friends. They're so, y'all have to be in it. They don't need no privacy. Not right now. Not with these. Not with them iPads. Not with the tablets. I'm going to be all up in through my children's stuff. Look through their drawer. All of, they ain't going to know, but I'm going to know. I'm going to be all up in it. It's our responsibility to protect them as much as possible, to guide them as much as possible. Please don't let another country, you know, tell your kid what's cool, what's popular. Start talking to them about these things. Start talking to them about fame and what's really going on. They're very intelligent. They will understand and comprehend, break it down to their level, and let them ask open-ended questions. Just let them be open with you all. Please, 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 because we got to step in. We have to continue to do the good work. We have to continue to sometimes be the bad guy. It's okay to be the bad guy. It's okay to be the bad guy in the conversation on social media, telling me that this is not funny. This is horrible. We shouldn't be laughing at this. It's okay. And if you don't, it's okay too. You'd be like, hey, Brittany, that ain't my ministry. It's cool too. But we cannot be passive in society. We cannot keep allowing the garbage to continue if we can help it. And if we can't, then we just have to ignore it. But I love you guys so much for watching. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Grand rising. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. Continue these conversations. Do not forget this video to give this video a thumbs up. If you guys, we have one slot left for the 555 transformation. And what that is the first pillar is self. The second pillar is spirituality and whatever spirituality you believe in. The third is physical. We get down to what you're eating, what you're intaking, what you're reading, what you are consuming on a day-to-day basis. The fourth is finance, and the fifth is relationships. And if you want to do that with a very small intimate group where we go through each pillar every week, then go ahead and hit the link to get my one-on-one coaching, just to make sure that you are right for the program, that it is right for you. And then we will sign you up. To everybody who has signed up for the 555, if you did not get me your intake form and complete a portion of your invoice, please do that. So we can start, because we start tomorrow, and I'm super excited. I'm super excited to start with a new group. I had my first group go through and they really enjoyed it. I got a lot of positive feedback. It was really helpful and eye-opening for them. So if that is something that you're interested in, click the link below where it says book your 30-minute coaching call and get on the calendar before tomorrow. And so you can make sure that you are right for the program and that it is right for you, because everything isn't for everybody, but it is okay. But it's for most. All right. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much, Monica. Have a great day. Have a great day, Dia Dia. Thank you, Miss Linda. I really, really, really appreciate it. Everybody, keep doing the good work. Keep doing the good fight. Keep speaking up. Keep being an advocate for your families, your communities, your social circles, your friends, the gamut, because the world needs you. The world needs you. The world needs people like you. Y'all have a beautiful and blessed day, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. Bye, y'all.